WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
This is Eric Bischoff.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is Booker T, five-time WCW champ.
Hi, everybody. This is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer. And you're tuned in to the, what was it?
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
My man, gather around.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Whose reputation for clarity and truth had become a symbol of hope.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
8 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock.
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
Chief architect of this intended revolution and author of this insidious plot.
The Omega.
Frankly, I've never been able to understand violence in any form.
Heartbreak Mike.
He has black hair, blue eyes, doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, and tells the truth.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
I sort of have a problem.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Any questions, class?
And on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Oh, that's interesting.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is Matt Hardy.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Bob.
This is the Masterpiece, Chris Masters.
If you don't tune in each and every week to WrestleTalk Radio, Matt Hardy.
WTR Sunday Night.
I was thinking maybe we could go for a hamburger.
Try to sleep, but sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
I have no idea what to say. I don't know what's going on anymore.
It's fabulous, isn't it?
Sure. Let's go with that. And welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It's the Elimination Chamber 2019 Recap Review Show.
Yay. It was a show.
I think going in, we thought this was like such a predictable kind of holdover until WrestleMania. And then the show happened.
Yeah,
it was
not as predictable.
Not as predictable as one would think. So,
good job.
Yeah. So we'll get into that here in a bit. So to kick us off, I am the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the network. Joining me tonight, we've got one of our cast is at work. And I'm pretty sure we will be going with just the three of us. I will assume Sorokin may chime in from time to time.
I think I'm probably leading this ship, I think.
Oh, no.
I think. Well, he's here, but you know.
Yeah, like it's either you or the one and only Tim Stein.
I'm going to just assume that's my cue. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It's the Elimination Chamber Review Show. And I don't know, Rock, do you think that opening song may have been a Graves mistake?
You know what isn't?
And don't forget to use the creator code RockAndSock.
Why?
Get the hashtag trending on Twitter, hashtag RockAndShopConnection.
No. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Rock and Shop Connection, the new hashtag on Twitter.
Oh, no.
No.
Sale ends at midnight.
That's not a thing, but use Rock and Sock in Fortnite Item Shop. Cool. Or the TJ Omega.
Yay.
Anyway, let's talk about a pay-per-view.
Don't give me don't make a coupon out of me or nothing.
Do you play Fortnite?
My son does.
Okay, well, he needs to get Twitter followers. Anyway, here we go. Let's talk about a pay-per-view.
He needs to get Twitter first.
There you go.
That shit.
There you go. So there was a pre-show. Had Buddy Murphy and Tozawa, and I cut into an interview with the New Day. So that was a thing.
In the middle of the match?
Yeah, like they didn't do a whole hell of a lot. Like, wow. Cut to the interview in split screen. I mean, that shows the.
I mean, it's bad enough you dump them down to the pre-show, especially when you've got a pay-per-view that isn't even booked to go till 11.
Thank God.
You tell them, oh no, you got to go to the pre-show, and we're going to interrupt your match for a New Day interview that we could have aired at any point during the pre-show.
Mm-hmm. But hey, it was a thing. The match happened. The match was fine. It picked up after one hell of a hurricanrana from the top rope is the best way to put it. I know Tim didn't see it, so I'm posting a link in Twitter for him to see it.
You mean in Skype?
In Skype, whatever. Same thing.
On Twitter.
Should
I go look at this? I'm going to go watch this.
Yeah, go watch that clip from Skype. Because that was a thing that happened. That was talent. That move was talent. Good near falls in the end. Murphy countered submission into Murphy's Law to retain his championship. We learned one other thing on the pre-show. Kevin Owens does not like pineapple on his pizza. So that was a thing.
Well, so he's definitely coming back as a face then.
You would think.
I'm going to stupid comebacker.
So, Tim, what do you think about the move?
Well, I haven't seen it yet because goddamn thing won't load up because it opened up Edge. And I'm not talking about the Rated R Superstar. Microsoft Edge. And this new Skype just keeps messing up with all my settings and it's pissing me off. I hate it.
Don't
go back to 7.3 Skype, you microscope bastards. Okay, now it's queuing up and I've got this like white circle going around and around and around. And here we go. Slow motion. That's not a hurricane rana. That's a helicon rana.
There you go. Hell of a move. So anyway, let's get
to it. Look at that. Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Buddy Murphy getting slammed after looking all jacked with the press. That's impressive. Oh my God.
All right, let's get into
Brett broke him in half.
Let's get into the main show.
All right, I'll stop.
Yeah. It was for the brand new WWE Women's Tag Team Championships. Inside the Elimination Chamber, you had the Boston Hug Connection, Fire and Desire, Fabulous Glow, The Riot Squad, Nia, Tamina, and the Iconics. This was really good.
I'm really mad at this match. I am pissed right off.
What did this match do to you?
It opened up the goddamn show instead of closing it. In hindsight, at the end, and I said this to Rock after the match was over because it was so goddamn good that this could have, would have, should have been the main event.
I mean, given the fact that we are crowning a new set of tag team champions for the first time ever, little asterisk, ignore the WWF women's tag team titles. Aside from that, like the way this show worked out, I see why they booked it this way. Cause I feel like it'd take a long time to get the crowd back into the show if they had done the chambers the other way.
He has a point.
Well, here's the thing about it. There's no other match on this card that was strong enough to be the open. This has got to be the hottest open I've seen in well over a year from WWE, and they've had some good ones.
They went bell to bell 33 minutes. Everyone got to do some stuff in this matchup. The Iconics were extremely over.
I don't know why.
Nobody knows why.
Their gimmick works at times, and it worked in this one.
They may have trumped the audience and put plants in there.
It worked, but I mean, I could swear they mic'd them for this match.
No, that's just how loud they are. Let's just be real. That's how loud they are.
No, that's one thing I did notice about the entire pay-per-view tonight, not just the open. It seemed like they really had hot mics right around the ring.
So Mandy and Sonya worked their ass off in this matchup.
They did.
They deserve a lot of credit for how good this matchup was because they worked their asses off.
I'm pleasantly surprised because I expected a lot more greenery from Mandy than we saw tonight.
A year ago, when they were in the chamber, it was very sloppy. We were glad they were out of the match. They held the match together pretty good this tonight.
Well, it's the advantage of being in the chamber before those butterflies are gone, and you know what to expect once you're in that structure now.
Yeah, I loved when the Iconics came in after the Tower of Doom and they went everyone for a pin. I thought that was really good. Carmella entered the ring and got a chant of some kind.
I didn't catch the chant.
Yeah, a third name was chanted at her.
Oh.
Yeah.
What, Carmella?
A name was chanted at her, Carmella, yeah. But it was not her own. Anyway.
It wasn't Carmella's name.
No, it wasn't.
It was a very Graves chant.
Way to be subtle.
I think I'm being a little
bit
too insider rock.
Really, Tim? Really?
Just a little bit too insider? So, Omega, you don't know what we're talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
See, here I was trying to not say it. Tim just goes right for it. We move on, shall we? Thank you. This matchup was really, really, really good. We had some great near falls for a while, big spot after big spot, and then the Nia Jax and Tamina came in, and they were fun.
They did what big wrestlers did. They cleared the ring.
They did. Nia at one point ran right into the pod by taking a turn into the pod.
Where she ran straight headfirst into the pod without aiming for Bayley whatsoever.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect.
She kind of sort of she swerved to the left on her way in.
Yeah.
The thing is, for that spot to work, she has to wait for Bayley to recover enough to actually be in front of the pod. Instead, Bayley was just hanging against the ropes the whole time, and she just ran into the pod anyway.
Yeah.
I said it in the Skype chat, but we've now certain that Nia is so dangerous to work with that even the Elimination Chamber got injured.
Oh. I'm sorry, I missed that one. That was good.
So there was all that. So it boiled down to Bayley and Sasha and Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville. Good stuff. There was a nice callback to last year's Chamber with Bayley and Sasha going to the top of the pod.
There's a little bit of nervousness when Sasha pulls Bayley up to the top.
Mm-hmm.
No chicanery this time.
No, and she showed concern when Bayley like sort of went headfirst into one of the beams of the pod.
Like, yeah, there were a few people on Twitter who were like, oh good, are they going to start the feud now?
Again?
Yeah, restart it, you know.
Yeah, go from there. But yeah, this some good near falls at the end. Interesting way to put on the bank statement at the end.
Yep. Sasha didn't have an arm, so she used the leg.
Which was very, very unique. It worked. So we have brand new WWE Women Tag Team Champions, Bayley and Sasha.
It's the right call.
Mm-hmm. They got a huge ovation afterwards. Very organic.
You deserve it.
So yeah, that was a thing.
Yeah. I mean, for their back and forth feud, is a little bit rough, but hey, they fought through it and they're together. So, you know, they've had, you know, it's the longest pairing of any of the women in that match. Well, technically.
Kind of.
You know, if we're going back to NXT.
Yeah.
But, you know, but they got the longest history, and they've got the pedigree with the former women's championships between them. So, yeah, this was absolutely the right call.
All right, and the going back to the actual match itself, I have to admit to having a great chuckle. Na 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 na, hey, goodbye. When Nia got eliminated with Tamika.
With who?
Who?
Who? Tamika?
Did I not say that?
You said Tamika. That would be Tamina?
That's what I said.
You said Tamika.
You said Tamika.
Yeah, that's right. Tamika.
Okay. So we move on.
I'm chewing on a toothpick.
Yeah, that explains it.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great. Yeah, Tamika. Yeah, Tamina.
Anything else we need to add about this chamber?
Damn, it was good. I want to see it again.
Well, the replay was starting probably about 10 minutes. You can watch it then. SmackDown.
Right after the Elvis Presley special on TV.
SmackDown tag team titles were on the line. Shane McMahon and The Miz versus The Usos. Before the match, Maryse comes out and announces she's pregnant again.
Oh, yay. You notice nobody's really as excited for your second baby as they are for your first.
Well, yeah. That kind of seems par for the course at that point.
Yeah, just ask Chris Turk.
I mean, really all they wanted was another season of Miz and Mrs., so
yeah.
Whatever gets it.
That's a little drastic just to make sure you don't get canceled, don't you think?
Have you seen what The Miz has done to stay relevant over the years?
Anything he can.
Including knock up his wife.
There you go. I don't want to get pregnant. Hey, it'll give us ratings. Well, okay, then.
We need a season. We need a storyline for the season.
There you go.
Shameless plug. The Rock Extra reviews Ms. and Mrs. coming soon to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You plugger.
And don't forget to use the creator code ROCKINSOCK.
Anyway, we move on to the matchup. Shane McMahon likes to die is the best way to describe.
You know,
he's got a
I don't
death
think
wish.
He does. I've seen him.
Breaking news, Shane McMahon thinks he's still 22.
Like, you know how Brock gets really red about, you know, 5 minutes into a match?
Yep.
Shane gets that way after one. And then he goes jumping off things.
He went coast to coast once, goes for it again, got the super kick, and then, you know, two men say, Miz is like, hey, go back to the top rope, jump through a table.
God. Miz is that friend at the bar who keeps saying, one more drink. Just one more. I know your liver's failing. Just one more.
So Miz hits Skull Crushing Finale for a two count, quick pin by the Uso. The Usos are now, once again, tag team champions.
Yeah, speaking of, apparently you get tag team belts if you get drunk and fight a cop.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, that was a new story that I missed, and I had to have it pointed out to me. Like, how did I miss this?
This is what happens during WrestleMania season. You're allowed a certain level of fuck-off because they have plans set in stone. They can't change anything.
Mm.
It's like the Usos need the belt because we're heading into Mania.
So, there you go. Up
basically,
next.
Rob Van Dam got pulled over just at the wrong time of the year.
Pretty much.
Yep. Rob, you should have been in Canada. It's legal here now.
Up next, the Intercontinental is on the line. Bobby Lashley and Leo Rush versus Finn Balor.
Called it.
It's a match. It wasn't very exciting, but Finn got Rush in the ring alone. Was able to hit the coup de grace. Lashley was late. Balor's your new Intercontinental champion.
There's such a better story they could have been telling here.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they could have.
Could
but
have.
For some reason, they wanted the pay-per-view to end early tonight.
Well, here's the thing, is that if Leo was the one who got the pin on Finn, then you might have actually created an interesting story for Bobby Lashley, and we can't have him be interesting.
That wouldn't work too good.
No, I want it. So, there you go. So yeah, after the match, Lashley laid out Leo Rush.
Thank God.
I was so happy to see that. Of course, when you asked me for my late pick on this match, as soon as I saw that it was a 2-on-1 handicap, yep, Finn's winning, and Leo's getting pinned. And it's no secret. Mike's not here to defend his buddy or say anything that's gonna, you know, like be a very passive-aggressive shot at me for saying that Leo Rush has no business being on WWE TV. He is just the worst pitchman on the planet.
He has business being on WWE TV on 205 Live. He has no business being anybody's mouthpiece.
There you go. Okay, well, yeah. I'm not going to dispute that.
Which means he's going to have to find someone else to be his man to feud with Bobby Lashley.
And watch him get his ass handed to him after approaching Braun Strowman. Please?
Please, no. I don't want to see Bobby Lashley and Braun Strowman. Please, I don't want to see that. Anyway, we then had Charlotte Flair come out. And she put herself over. She took shots at Becky. She was going to be sitting at ringside for Ronda Rousey versus Ruby Riott. Which, Ronda had a unique outfit, Omega.
Yeah, so... For those unaware, she will be voicing Sonya Blade in the next Mortal Kombat game.
Oh, that's why she was wearing that outfit. Okay.
Yeah, so she came out. She basically cosplayed herself tonight and actually looked really fucking badass. So keep it around. Like, that worked.
I have to admit she looked a lot better than she normally does, coming out with those shorts that she has to keep de-wedging after two moves.
So this matchup was
short, to the point, and a squash.
Some would say
flawless victory.
I do love that she screamed flawless victory. That made that.
That's the only thing. Yeah, there's not much to say about this match, really.
No.
The whole thing to talk about was the aftermath.
So after the match, we had a stare down. And then Becky Lynch hobbles to the ring through the crowd. And then she's staring down both women. And she takes her crutch and beats Charlotte's ass.
And Charlotte took the beating like a trooper and made sure that the shots landed where they were supposed to.
And then,
get there.
And then she hands Rhonda a crutch. Or Rhonda picks up the crutch. And Becky's like, go for it, go for it. And she's about to lay into Charlotte. And then Becky turns and lays into Rhonda, including hitting her right in the top of the head, busting her wide open.
The hard way.
The moment I saw that crutch go right in the head and you saw Rhonda grab her head, it was like, oh, crap.
Yep. Have you got a concussion? How many fingers am I holding up?
Because that's the last thing they need is Ronda Rousey getting a concussion before WrestleMania.
Why couldn't you have done it to Charlotte?
But, hey, impressive is the son of a bitch that Ronda's able to use that to just make her mean look even meaner. And after that initial crack, she ignored it completely. And for a couple of minutes there, during all the replays, I just, like, nose up to my TV to see if that was actual... You know, if she was actually split the hard way or if she smeared some kind of red dye into her hair.
Oh, it wasn't dye. It was.
Yeah, it sure as hell was not.
So Becky gets taken away by security.
In handcuffs.
Mm-hmm. So that was a great angle to follow up what they did on Monday Night Raw. They're doing this one well, even if people don't want Charlotte in the main event.
Yeah, but you called it, Rock, when in our Skype chat. Yeah, you know, they're setting up some way of working Becky back into it. Well, like, when is this going to happen? Apparently tonight.
Yeah, I was hoping they'd keep her off TV an actual week. But because my theory was she was going to show back up and ruin Ric Flair's birthday celebration in 2 weeks on Raw. That would have been a good moment of, hey, we're keeping her off TV, and then... Big pop for when she returns, but hey, there's this pay-per-view when we want her back on it, so here's Becky.
Well, maybe, just maybe, we won't see her until the Ric Flair party.
Well, we just saw her tonight.
After tonight. I know, but and you're disappointed that we saw her tonight, but they had to do something.
It's like being suspended doesn't keep you off television.
Hey, being suspended apparently doesn't keep you from just walking into the ringside area and into the ring, and... Security's station backstage is approximately about 10 minutes away from the entrance ramp.
Mm-hmm.
Or they just have really slow walking security. Hobbled.
They're all at that speed Goldberg security's at.
They all walk like Ralphus.
Good old Ralphus. Who else misses Ralphus?
Anyway, so we get to Baron Corbin, Braun Strowman, no DQ, yay.
So this was something that happened in the world.
One of the few times that I don't really care about a Braun Strowman match is when Baron Corbin is involved.
Braun ends up putting Baron through the table in the corner, then McIntyre and Lashley show up.
Still have no idea why they're together other than they're mean.
So it becomes a 3-on-1 beatdown, a triple powerbomb through two tables, which was cool. But we're continuing this Baron Corbin Braun Strowman feud with McIntyre and now Lashley involved.
Oh my goodness. Imagine this keeps going and then Braun's savior winds up being Roman Reigns as he returns from becoming all healthy from leukemia.
Please no.
No.
Please no.
Just throwing it out there. We've all been the victims of WWE booking before, kids.
And it was the Shield Bomb. Just pointing that out.
Just saying.
You never know.
No, we were hoping for bearded running buddies.
We were. The bearded fellas did not show up. Maybe tomorrow.
Bray Wyatt fans are like how Cubs fans used to be. Like, well, maybe next time.
Hey, Bray won a championship and then, you know.
There's always next year.
Disappeared.
Give Bray 102 years. He'll make it again.
Yeah. Miz was mad backstage, and then Lacey Evans reminded us she was on the roster.
Why?
I don't know.
She walked out, walked back, and did nothing. I mean, like, okay.
She bought a new dress. I guess she wanted to show it off. I don't know.
But we couldn't have the cruiserweights on the main card or anything.
No, that's 2 minutes. I'll never get back.
There was a legit 22 minutes in between matches. Think about that. Which led to the main event. Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, Jeff Hardy, Randy Orton, and Kofi Kingston Elimination Chamber matchup. Safe to say this was only a match about two men. Kofi and Daniel Bryan.
Pretty much.
Samoa Joe was out early. Jeff Hardy was in there for less than 5 minutes.
Jeff Hardy. Okay, really impressive swanton.
Oh, yeah, that was hell of impressive.
That was a hell of a spot. But you could tell they didn't know how well he'd be doing after that spot, because he was booked to get out right away.
Oh, yeah.
Right after that, yeah.
Then AJ took an RKO from when he was springboarding on the top rope. Kofi then gets rid of his demon in Randy Orton, leading to a great, I guess, 10 minutes of Kofi and Daniel Bryan.
That was awesome, unexpected, and very, very welcome. Absolutely incredible, and I'm just really I'm happy that they actually gave Kofi a chance to shine like that, because, yeah, sure, he lost to Daniel Bryan. Naturally, it's Daniel Bryan is going to hold the title for a while, but they made him look golden.
Oh, this entire week has made Kofi Kingston, like, in a way that he's never been made before.
Yeah.
The last time I've heard a crowd that hot was, you know, Daniel Bryan at the height of his popularity.
The last time someone was this hot inside a chamber was Santino Marella years ago.
And this was far more believable.
Mm-hmm.
There was part of me during this match where I was literally like, okay, look, someone's got to call an audible or else Bryan will not leave this arena alive, because this place is going to riot if he wins.
Just amazing how much behind Kofi the crowd really got. But I'll admit it. I figured that with everybody being eliminated as quickly as they were up until AJ, this was going to wind up being AJ Daniel in a cage. We've seen AJ Bryan several times. I just had that feeling we were going to see it again.
No. Apparently Tuesday's performance from Kofi woke up a lot of people backstage, where they went, oh, he's not just a comedy act and a cool stunt every Royal Rumble.
Yeah, spot monkey.
He's actually a veteran of this company who's been here 11 years and we haven't given him a decent due. Oh, right.
Well, Vince was wrong about AJ.
So Kofi tried to win the title. He came
great
up.
False finishes.
Very great false finishes. He hit a Trouble in Paradise for a two count into a small camera cut. Was that supposed to be a small package? Because we did not see it at all. They went to a fan shot and we missed the small package.
That's something that really needs a lot of work. The production pulls some. They don't do it all the time, but when they do it royally. Pulling some boneheaded moves with their cameras.
Oh yeah, like
missing Ronda Rousey's great entrance when she first showed up at the pay per view.
Oh, I will never forgive. I will never forgive AJ Styles' WWE debut.
That was the one I was pointing out. That was my main event, and the whole thing is like they've got the camera focused on Roman, and then Roman grins, and like, why are you grinning, Roman? We don't know. And all they had to do was put the camera on the Jumbotron, and it says, I am phenomenal.
Yeah, just wait for the word phenomenal to come up and just listen to the crowd pop. Let the anticipation build.
If this is somebody's idea of, okay, don't show what's going on, just let them listen to the crowd, don't ever fucking do that, okay? And I'm not saying this is somebody who watches TV. I've been to, college for this shit. You don't do something like that. You put the reason why on the board and let the sound envelop it. It's called framing.
See, here's the thing. Like, learn a little bit about, if you watched New Japan,
yeah.
Oh my God, like the camera work in New Japan is just next level. Like,
it's scary.
It's like you actually give the people who are running things an idea of like how the match is going to get booked next, and you might actually get some really good reaction. Like, there's just some phenomenally good just reaction shots they've gotten over the years.
No.
That WWE would never have the wherewithal to capture.
Mm-hmm. Not going to disagree with you, but Omega, you edit video every goddamn day. I no word of a lie. I went to college. And I had to take video as one of my courses when I was in college. And they tell you do's and don'ts. And I'm pretty sure that this new crop who are running the shows now missed that day when they tell you don't.
Yeah, they skipped the entire don't course.
Yep.
Don't cut away when action's still going on.
Don't switch to the camera when it's in mid motion.
I can't go into Kevin Dunn's shit. Like, it frustrates me too much.
Well, you know, Kevin Dunn is Kevin Dunn. What do you expect?
So anyway, Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, I know better.
Yeah. Anyway, Daniel Bryan retains the championship. Really good match. Kofi missed a big splash off the top of the pod. Mm-hmm. Daniel hit the knee. 1, 2, 3. We had thank you Kofi chants following the match after when Xavier and Big E helped them out the ring. Great performance by Kofi. Really good.
Totally fantastic. And hopefully this cuts a hole in that glass ceiling for him. It's based on this past week, fucker deserves it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we all collectively here knew that he was good, but it's almost like it just dawned on somebody.
Yeah, like I said it in a Skype chat, and I seriously mean this. Like, if he's not holding the big belt by the end of the year, something is wrong with this world. Because for as long as he's been in this company, for as long as he's been stuck in the New Day gimmick where tag belts are his biggest aspiration, and for as good as he is, and for as over as he can get, clearly, for as over as he can get, he needs something. He deserves something.
Hell yeah, you put that WWE title around Kofi's waist, and I'm instantly one of the title holder's biggest fans. Really. I mean, when was the last time he had sniff at the big title?
2008?
Back when he fucked up Orton's car.
I think it was 2000.
11 years ago.
2007, 2008, somewhere around there.
You know, 11 years ago.
Well, that's what he's been saying 11 years this whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, overall enjoyable show. The fact that it was over by 10:15 was like, yay.
Wow. Yeah, that's one thing that I pointed out to you that, and it surprised me. They just really pushed the pacing of this show. They were like, bang, 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 bang. We didn't have that big break until like right before the semi-main event. And usually at a pay-per-view, you don't see the next match, the contestants in the next match come out until everybody from the previous match was gone. But they were bringing people down while the losers were still walking out.
Which is fine, because
I think they were just making up for last month's pay-per-view.
I wouldn't say last month's pay-per-view. I'd just say, in general, people complain about the smaller shows being so long that they don't need to be long. Rumble, you get away with. Mania, you get away with. SummerSlam, Survivor Series, you get away with that.
Yeah.
These shows don't need to be 17 hours.
No. You know, I had this show rolled until the bottom of the hour. It would have still felt really fast. The entire night felt super fast. Not like they were rushed, but like they were on like a timer. It was like, we got to get on the plane and get out of here before the storm hits. Let's keep going.
Yeah. So.
And, you know, that may sound a little bit flippant, but I have been involved in shows like that where we have like, okay, one right after the other. We got a big storm coming. We want everybody out before it hits.
Yep. So good show, Omega.
Yeah. Yeah. Good show. Not as predictable as we thought, so happy to have some surprises in there.
Yeah, you say that, but there's at least, let's see, 4 human beings who found it predictable.
You know how I said that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Read it, Tim.
All right, so we're talking about Pick'em Kids, just in case you hadn't figured that out. No cheating now. Let me just scroll up here. For some reason, my thing is working slowly. We're going to start at the bottom. Matt, Team Chat, way to be, man, all alone in 18th spot. You've got 2 and 3. Yay! Rock, I'm disappointed with you. You tied at 16th with Subway at 3 and 4.
Oh, shucks.
Okay, and so in 7th place, Alex Miller, Amy S., Chris P., Derek Biddle, Heartbreak Mike, Lindsay Ward, Omega, Rob and Sheila, you guys all went 4 and 3. All alone in 6th place, Tommy C with 5 and 1. And in 1st place, Magic 8 Ball, my buddy, Kyle Mori, Keishi Matsunaga. Hey, Keishi, shout out. And, look at that. My other friend from Sweden who's Swiss, or he's a Swiss Swede or a Swede Swiss or something like that. Michael. Me and Vincent, we all went 5-2.
The 8-ball was on the top of the sheet as number one.
Well, that's only because it begins with a number. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been at the top because it's alphabetical and it always goes alphanumerical, with numerical being before alphabetical, which is weird that they would call it alphanumerical if numbers come first.
But that's our show.
That is. Thanks a lot for tuning in, everybody, for WWE Elimination Chamber pay-per-view review show. Hey, you know what? For a B pay-per-view, it was very entertaining, good, absolutely worth it. If you missed it, go watch it. I think that as he's saying goodnight, if I'm not incorrect, that was Les from Australia tuning in tonight or Monday morning for him down in Oz. Hey, Les, good to see you. Nice to see you making regular appearances.
That was Matt in the chat.
Well, there was Les was also there, too. I saw. Okay, team chat, that's Matt. Yeah, right. But there was somebody else in there. I can't remember what he was using.
Yeah,
for name.
He was in there. Yeah, he was in there, too.
What's that?
He was in there, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm giving Les a shout-out because we used to be pretty tight on the Skype on a regular basis there, but, you know, shit happens. Anyway, tomorrow night immediately following Raw, shit happens on the Wild Talk Radio Network called the Raw Post Show, which is ridiculous because he could have called it right after wrestling, but no, he doesn't get it.
Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern.
See, told you. He doesn't. That's called a classic no-sell. Fortnite happens almost every goddamn night of the week on Twitch.
Not really, but hey, thanks for sort of paying attention.
Twitch.tv/WildTalkRadioNetwork or whatever.
Wow, he doesn't even know the Twitch channel. Twitch.tv/WTRLive, Fortnite with friends, Thursdays and Saturday nights.
Oh, I was close enough. No, I don't know. I just go and watch Twitch on the website.
There you go, at WildTalkRadio.com.
There you go. Okay. Well, Thursday night, another edition of the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack Radio Show with your host, multi-time award-winning Lindsay Ward.
We will talk Elimination Chamber, while NXT, SmackDown, and all the news you can handle. It's Rack Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Total Battle Season 4, Episode 4 now available. It's Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can search the Rack Radio Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
There you go. Saturday night's midnight-ish, or as close as they can get to it. Another edition of the Wild, Wacky, the Unusual, the Somewhat Weird. They wish they could wear 1980s-style NBA outfits. CB Radio.
Go back and listen to last night's episode where we did historical figures in black history as the Greater Than Great Debate. GreaterThanGreatDebate.com, CBRadioLive.com, every Saturday night, midnight-ish Eastern.
As a white man, I think that it's somewhat racist to have Black History Month be the shortest month of the year.
Come up with new material. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, at WTR Sunday Nights, Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's Facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night. Make sure you follow, subscribe, twitch.tv/WTR Live. And in the Fortnite item shop, use code RockinSoccer, DTG Omega, because it helps us out.
Mm-hmm.
Plug Omega.
So, if you aren't in the Fortnite and you want something else to experience me at, I wasn't sure how to phrase that.
That sounded kind of weird anyways.
The TG Omega experience. I got plenty of places you can follow. If you want to follow me over on Facebook, it is TJ Reviews. If you want to follow me over on Twitter, it is TJ Omega. TJ Omega is also the name of the YouTube channel with over 1,000 videos for the content. And then for a few more that YouTube is not a fan of, you can see it at TJOmega.net.
Make sure you buy his stuff on eBay.
Yeah, I was just about to say, support our buddy Omega. Buy the shit that he's selling because apparently his collection's too big.
Way too big. And we're just about done funding a new computer. So
wow.
Big things on the way.
Are you going to build it online again?
No.
he's scared of what me, Lindsay, and Brent
it
will
was
do.
Not fun for Omega, but it was
no,
fun
no.
For
this
us
time I ha- no. This thing, this time I have an actual audience who would come watch. It's not just you assholes.
He's afraid of what we will do. He's afraid, very afraid.
There you go. It's the only place that he swears anyway. So there it is. Did you plug me? I don't think you plugged me.
I would never.
Don't even go there. Shut
there's,
up.
There's
hey,
a real.
Follow me on Twitter.
Clip it. Clip it.
Go, Tim.
Follow me on Twitter in two different places. Hey, you know, normal stuff, safe stuff, sports, wrestling, general silliness, dad jokes, and the odd really good one. Follow me at Plains Forums. If you want to get grown up, adult, politically incorrect and proud, and don't worry about what anybody else thinks, follow my incorrect politically Twitter account at Voice Insanity. I'm done.
We're done. Say goodnight.
I'm going to tell you what I tell my kid when it's after 9 o'clock. Go to bed.
And don't forget to use the creator code RockinSock.
WildTalkRadio.com.